Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and I'm pleased to be your host. You know, country music is very popular in the United States and really all over the world. One reason for that popularity is because of a show that George D. Hay began on November 28, 1925, as a one-hour barn dance on AM 650 WSM radio out of Nashville, Tennessee. It eventually became known as the Grand Ole Opry and is the longest-running radio broadcast in U.S. history. The program is dedicated to honoring country music and its history and showcases a mix of famous singers, contemporary performers who are at the top of the charts performing country, bluegrass, Americana, folk, gospel, and comedic performances and skits. Literally, hundreds of thousands of visitors from all over the world traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to visit the Grand Ole Opry, and millions more worldwide listened to it on radio and via the internet. The slogan of the show is, "The Show That Made Country Music Famous." On this track, we go back in the Heirloom Radio Archives to January 1st, 1949, to hear Red Foley in the 1949 New Year's Day broadcast with guest Minnie Pearl, the Oak Ridge Quartet, Zeb Turner, Old Hickory Singers, and Lonnie Glosson. Enjoy the show, La Grand Ole Opry, on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. Thank you for listening.
It's Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Tippertat, that's where we're at. Just like playing a game. The minute you start running around, babe, I'm gonna do the same. You hold the scorecard in your hand, but get this under your hat. Whether you're true or whether you ain't, it's gonna be tit for tat. Oh, you weren't true to sweethearts you had before. So don't you do no cheating on me anymore. I'm not a fool, and as a rule, I'm not an old copycat. But if you start in pulling my leg, remember it's tit for tat, get that. Remember it's tit for tat. Your old tricks on me, or you will pay. Cause I've a trick or two myself that I can play. There's other pebbles on the beach, you'd better remember that. Don't you be smooching somebody else, cause baby it's tit for tat, get that. Baby it's tit for tat. Oh baby it's tit for tat.
We're starting the new year all fine here tonight. Thanks a lot, and a great big 1949 howdy to all my good friends and neighbors of Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry. Cousin Louis Buck, tell the folks who all's here for the very first show of our very new year this year.
Well, there's Minnie Pearl, the Oak Ridge Quartet, and Zeb Turner, and the Old Hickory Singers, and your special guest, Lonnie Glosson, all yours to remind you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you get more real smoking pleasure from Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Mr. Buck. You forgot somebody, didn't you?
Who, Red?
The boy from Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Bracefield.
Well, thank you, Mr. Foley.
You're so welcome.
Hey, Mr. Foley, before I forget it, I want to tell you about the best New Year's resolution I ever heard of.
Best you ever heard?
Yes, sir. It's the best one I ever heard of. Lim Jenkins down there in Hohenwald.
Yeah, I know him.
Last year, he gave up drinking, chewing, swearing, and necking on January the 1st.
Yeah.
And by Ned, he ain't drunk nothing, nor chewed nothing, swore, or necked since.
Well, gosh, Rod, how did he manage it?
He died on January the 2nd. Okay. Howdy, friend. Now, by Ned, it ain't so hot tonight, is it? Friends, if I don't sound so pert tonight, it's because of Uncle Sipes' eggnog party last night. I'm telling you the truth, my head feels just like it was stomped on by Wally Fowler and his entire quartet. I'll tell you the truth.
Look, I thought you liked eggnog, right?
Well, I do, Red. Yeah, I do. I like it, sure. But not the way Uncle Sipe made it last night.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. The recipe called for equal parts of everything.
Yeah.
So I asked Uncle Sipe if he followed the recipe, and he says, that's right, Rod. Says, this here is a 50-50 eggnog. One egg to one jug of nogs.
You mean it was strong?
Strong?
Yeah.
Why, Flitter, Red, I'm telling you, that stuff was so strong, it was strong enough to tote two big men up a slippery clay hill in wet weather. I'm telling you, it sure was off. We sure did have us a real New Year's party there. Fun, we had lots of fun, played lots of games. A good time was had by all. Well, that is all except Uncle Sipe. Poor old Uncle Sipe. He got in a poker game there. And Uncle Sipe was, well, he wasn't took, he was just plain had. After the game was all over, Uncle Sipe said to me, he says, that one feller there wasn't playing honest. I'd have won if he'd have played the hand I dealt him. Yeah, and then long about midnight there, we was all singing Old Lang Syne there, waiting for the new year to come in. And Aunt Sap, she says, now, folks, says, as the clock strikes 12, I'm going to turn off the lights. Well, my gal Susie, she kind of acted a little skittish like her. And I says to her, I says, what's the matter, Susie? Are you scared I'll be going to kiss you? She says, I know you're going to kiss me, Rod, but I'm afraid you'll forget to take the pipe out of your mouth. Well, sir, after the lights come on again, everybody else was wishing everybody else a Happy New Year, so Susie come over to me kind of mad. She was just mad as an old flogging hen there. She was just plumb mad. And she says to me, she says, Rod, you've been kissing Ella Mae Higgins for 5 minutes. Stop it. I says, well, Susie, it ain't because I like Ella Mae. It's just because she kisses different. She says, well, she ought to. For 5 years, she played trombone in a high school band.
Well, choose your partners for Fire on the Mountain, folks, while we see what's causing the fire in Louis Buck's eye.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Hey there, wait a minute. What's all the shouting about?
Why, I'm speaking for all the men who got Prince Albert for Christmas and a happier bunch of men it's hard to find. Prince Albert is the favorite tobacco of so many pipe smokers. It's the largest selling smoking tobacco in America. Smoke a pipe full and you'll know why it's so popular. Wait till you taste its rich, full flavor. And it's so kind to your tongue. Prince Albert's Choice Tobacco is specially treated to insure against tongue bite. Yes, and it's crimp cut, too, to burn slow and even and smoke cool. So start the new year right, man. Ask for Prince Albert. The pocket tin has a new top that acts like weather stripping. Locks in the freshness and the flavor of Prince Albert every time you snap it shut. Remember, pipe smokers, buy Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
So fill your pipe up with P.A., and take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy. Prince Albert offers you.
Well, sir, this will be the third appearance of our special guest on our PA party tonight, friends. And I hope there'll be at least 30 or 40 more. For this boy plays more harmonica than there really is. Of course, I can only mean one guy, and here he is, Lonnie Glosser. Lonnie, we'd like for you to do the folks that imitation you do of the old fast train pulling out of Nashville, Tennessee on track number 9. Will you do that?
Sure will, son.
All right, here we go. Give me a little whistle. All aboard.
Thank you.
Pulled her into Louisville, all safe and sound. Well, we'll be looking for you every now and then throughout the new year, Lonnie, so get to packing some more specialties for us. Will you do that?
You know something, Red? That there Lonnie Glosson sure is a talented feller.
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir. Did you know he was also an expert ice skater?
Well, no, I didn't know that.
Well, by Ned, he is. Huh? Yes, he is. Yes, sir. He can make figure eights. Yeah. Yeah, and he does it the hard way with two fours. Howdy, friends.
Happy New Year, Rod.
Well, thank you, Wally. Thank you, Wally Fowler. Yes, sir. Gosh, you look like you put on a little weight around the holidays.
Honest?
Yeah. You look like you'd been dreaming of a wide Christmas. Oh, I was just a kidding, Wally. Go ahead, get your Oak Ridgers together there and sing that in there called I'll Be Satisfied. Hey, and Wally, sing it just like you did here last night at that there singing last night at one of the greatest all-night singings that's ever been, huh?
Well, now, I'll be satisfied,
yes, brother, I'll be satisfied,
yes,
when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied,
yes,
brother, I'll be satisfied, when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied.
I came to Jesus as I were so lonely, sad, and blue. I found in him my resting place, and there he is bound for you.
Well, now I'll be satisfied,
yes, brother, I'll be satisfied. When my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied.
I'll be satisfied.
When my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied.
Well, now I'll be satisfied.
When my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied. I'll be satisfied.
Well, sir, there isn't anybody able to tell what this next year is going to bring. But we're all hoping for a lot of things, particularly better understanding between nations and people. If we get that, then 1949 will go down in history as the best year ever. Meanwhile, we'll go on doing our bit and placing our hopes in the fine old sacred songs that have been handed down to us through the years. Here's one of them that I hope you folks will enjoy called Life's Railway to Heaven.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. You must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves that fills the tunnel. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore.
where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. Blessed Saviors, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore, evermore.
I reckon everybody's making resolutions today. I'm sure old Fred must be back in Three Rivers. Fred is always turning over a new leaf. Trouble is, his resolutions don't last very long. Only one he's ever kept is always to roll his making cigarettes with Prince Albert. And shucks, that's one resolution any man would gladly keep once he's tried PA, because Prince Albert rolls into a firm, smooth, making cigarette so fast and easily. You see, Prince Albert's choice tobacco is crimp cut, so it clings to the paper, doesn't blow around, doesn't dribble out the ends. Golly, but a making cigarette tastes good when it's made with PA. Prince Albert is so rich, full-flavored, so cool and mild, made especially for smoking enjoyment. So, men, remember, always buy PA, the National Joy Smoke, and buy some of those high-quality OCB cigarette papers, too, to make your smoking pleasure complete.
So roll your own with good PA and take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy Prince Albert offers you.
Well, sir, now that was nice singing, fellas. You know, folks, there's just a whole passel of things them fellas there, the old hickory singers, can do besides old hick. Now, for instance, I've got here a poem which was wrote by Joe McPherson there, the romantic-looking feller on the end here with the cow eyes. It says, he thought he was safe from love, he never would unbend. Then Mr. Cupid's arrow got him in the end. Hi, dear friend.
Happy New Year, Rodney.
Yeah, my dad, that's close for you. I like that. Thank you, feller. Thank you. But you can make it happy, sure enough, by starting off right now and with that their favorite New Year's song, Auld Lang Syne.
Let's all join in with the old hickory singers and sing this for everybody listening at home. Here we go.
Before we get any further here, you better greet somebody who's been waiting to say hello to you.
Well, who's that, Louis Vuitton?
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
That's the girl, that's her.
body. Oh, just thank you, Louis. Bless his heart. I forgot my pocketbook. Oh, might have occasion to need it. Well, sir, you know, we might have been silly or foolish or cussed or lazy in 1948, but we can take comfort in the fact that now we've got 365 spang, brang, brand new days, and we can do it all over again. Well, anyway, though, leap years done came and went, and I'm still no bride. I reckon I might as well admit that the fellers can leap faster than I can. This year, though, things are gonna be different. That's right. Things are gonna be different this year. You ain't gonna see me running after no men. No, sir. I got a bicycle for Christmas. But I don't have to worry no more, though, really. I'm just a-fooling because I've got my feller, Hezzy. I don't have to worry as long as I've got him. Hezzy's the kind of a feller that no girl would be afraid to walk down the middle aisle with in a dark movie. Well, sir, we sure had us a big New Year's party last night at Grinder Switch. Oh, we had the best time. Oh, I just wish y'all could have went with us. Oh, we had such a good time. Almost every girl had a feller, and I had three of them. I did. I had Hezzy and Brother and Lucifer Hucklehead. And some of the girls got awful jealous. They did. They got jealous of me. And one of them said something real mean about me because I had three fellas and she didn't have none. And Brother heard what she said and he got pretty riled up about it. And Brother said, any girl that would talk like that ought to be kicked by a big-eared donkey. And I'm the very one that can do it. Well, said, oh, Grandpappy Bustrom was there, and he was just making eyes and cutting up with the young girls, and Uncle Nabob told him he ought to act his age. And Grandpappy says, well, I just read yesterday that a maple tree is right in its prime when it's 80 year old. Uncle Nabob says, well, you ain't no maple tree, so stop acting so sappy. Old Pope Peckinpah was there. Old Pope Peckinpah, he was there. She didn't hear me. I'll tell you about Pope now. I said, Pope, you're looking mighty chipper and sassy tonight. And Pope said, well, that's how I feel, Minnie Pearl. That there's my name, so he said that. His name was Pope, mine was Minnie. Well, sir, I tell you, Pope says, well, that's how I feel. He says, I tell you, there ain't nothing like Florida sunshine to make me feel calm and peaceful and contented. And that says, why, Pope, you don't never go to Florida for the winter. And he said, no, but my wife does.
Hey, Minnie Pearl, did you make any New Year's resolution?
I sure did, Rodney. I made a resolution. I made a resolution not to let every Tom, Dick, and Harry kiss me.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, Flitter Minnie, what in the world did you want to make a resolution not to let ever Tom, Dick, and Harry kiss you first?
I don't know no fellers named Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Well,
I made me one resolution. I have resolved to be pretty.
Why, Tyrone Brassfield.
Well, now, you can make all the fun you want to by Ned, but I've done sent away to a charm school for one of them our body beautiful courses.
You ain't gonna take one of them exercise courses to make your body beautiful, are you?
No, but you ought to see all the pretty pictures they sent me.
Well, I'm sorry you couldn't have been with us last night, Rodney.
Well, we had a party of our own over at Uncle Cypher.
Oh, you did?
Hey, Minnie, did everybody ring doorbells and blow horns and toot whistles and everything at midnight?
They sure did. And Uncle Nabob had... You know what happened to Uncle Nabob?
What happened to Uncle Nabob?
Had all his teeth knocked out blowing horn.
He did. Did somebody bump into him while he was blowing the horn?
No, he tried to blow the horn while he was still on the cow.
Well, sir, here's Lonnie Clawson again playing Under the Double Eagle. Lonnie, let's hear it, boy.
Under the double eagle,
I know. You're starting the new year out wrong by asking me to sing one of your silly songs. Is that right, Rod?
Now, Mr. Foley, this sure ain't silly by then. No, sir, it ain't. I wrote it last night right in the height of the festivities.
Well, all right. What is the title?
It's called, We Really Brought the New Year In When We Carried Father Out.
No, I'm sorry, Rod. You're too late. I already got me a ballad here, and it's a sort of a request from all the folks who love this particular song. It's one I think all you folks will remember when your hair has turned to silver. When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will always call you sweetheart. That will always be your name. Through a garden filled with roses, down the sunset trail we'll stray. When your hair's turned to silver, I will love you as today. This up for tonight. Anyhow, there's time left for another dance, so swing your gals high, wide, and handsome as Floyd Estes fiddles Tennessee Wagner and Milt Ness's call for tickets. So come on, let's everybody dance.
Don't see dough, little dough, chicken at a bread pan picking up dough. First couple out now, you're gone. Swing that girl with a red dress on. Now the possum, now the coon chase that pretty girl around the moon. Right hands across and left and back, turn around and ball the jack. Swing Jack and swing Jill, swing that girl from across the hill. Four hands up, gents bound, and meet your partner, swing like thunder. Swing that girl with all your might, everybody dance at Saturday night. Shuck your coat, hang it on a peg, grab your partner and shake a leg.
Well, friends, we're beginning a brand new year, and I expect it to be as full of pleasure each Saturday night as the past year's been. So, of course, we'll come calling for you 1 week from tonight in the buckboard. So be ready. Remember, if you can't come right, won't you? We'll have Jimmy Wakely along as our guest. Meanwhile, this is Red Foley wishing you all the best of the rest of the year. And I'll be seeing you next Saturday night at Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah! Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry came to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you for your visit. Good day.